Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
Yes, guys, it's your favorite podcast, and we're back again. So long. I know, right? Yeah, I know it's been long. Yes, don't worry. We'll tell it all in this episode. I got my favorite buddy in the building. He goes by the name Mr. Ayo Wright, the Yarn Spinner, voice artist, extraordinaire, writer, extraordinaire as well. Ayo, let the people hear your voice, man. What's up?
What's up? It's your boy, Ayo Wright, the Yarn Spinner. How is everybody doing? How are you doing? It's good to be back. Man, been through a whole lot just to get us back again, and that's taking a whole lot. But it's really refreshing and rejuvenating and reviving, and in all the re I can mention, to be back on the pod, man. Yeah, we're off on our side. What's been going on?
Well, I've been good. It's been nice to get to do what we love to do. I'm sure you feel the same way. It's also nice for us to speak to all of you listening. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, I would like to let you know that this podcast is a lifestyle podcast where we talk about all things self-development, career. We talk about marriage, relationships from our own perspective, from a perspective of unbiased, unrepentant, corrupted minds. We've been coming from a long time. If, like I said, it's your first time since 2019, Ayo, right?
Love it.
If I wonder why Ayo Wright is sounding a little bit too chill, Ayo Wright is actually lying down. Like, it's 10 o'clock right now, I think, in Nigeria. It's 3 p.m. right where I am. So Ayo Wright is more laid back. Ayo Wright is always laid back. He always gives that sexy energy flow. But before we go ahead, I would like to appreciate Ayo Wright. I would like to appreciate you, my brother, because getting to do this with you is one thing I really like to do. And I know the kind of sacrifices you take to bring out this episode. I want to say that I really appreciate what you do. And also all the listeners as well. Like, one thing I also appreciate about you is that you're always very vulnerable in the episode. You give out from your heart. You speak from where you come from. And you speak from your experiences as well, too. Likewise, I myself. So I just feel like I should appreciate you as a very wonderful podcaster, co-host podcaster. And we promise to give you guys the best of the best, right? We've been out of the game, and we can see that the whole podcasting sphere is chaotic right now. We're not criticizing the content actor, but we feel that the content act out there may not be palatable for everybody. So we're going to be giving you our own in terms of curating the times and seasons that we are in right now. So Ayo Wright, so what has been up with you? Have you been? Has everything been with you? What's up with you, man?
Well, first things first, I'd like to appreciate you too as well. Thank you for the appreciation. I mean, I can't imagine how it has been for you as well too. Over there, change of environment and change of culture and everything. And you look like you're having a great time and having the time of your life. And it's beautiful to see that. And to also still make time to bring the podcast back says a lot about your determination and your character. Your tenacity and velocity.
Hey!
You get me? So, yeah, I've missed the podcast. It's been a long time since we recorded. And as I usually like to say here, this is like my chill-out zone, my mini therapy sessions where I just get to be myself and just open up. Because I believe that, everything we go through is for someone else. So also, everything we go through and overcome, for someone else to be able to go through and overcome, right? So that's why we're here. So for me, how has it been the last time that we recorded?
I think it was last episode was October 2022.
Yeah.
That's wild.
2022, yeah. I'm telling you, that's like, what, 3 months? It's like 4 months.
Five, six months, yeah.
My goodness. That's actually long, you know? Wow. Listener, We are
Picky with
sorry.
a
I'm
ball,
sorry.
picky with a ball up here, don't the worker.
My bro. Actually, I was thinking it was like 3 months on this one. Jesus. Anyway, it's been a lot has happened. Obviously, it's a new year. It's a new season. So happy new year to you, the listener. Happy new 3 months or 4 months or 5 months that we've missed. For me, it's been different roller coaster of things, I've had to take up more things than I was taking up before, career wise, self, personal wise, just growth in different levels. But when with more growth, with more development in one's life comes the challenge of actually managing everything at the same time. So I think this past few months have been like the most demanding of my life. And it's almost like when you don't have certain things prepared for a certain level, when you get to that level and you're not that ready, in terms of that particular, managing all those things at the same time, you have to sort of learn on the job, right? So for me, I've been pretty much learning on the job in terms of being able to be involved in multiple things and showing up to multiple things at the same time without losing my mind in the process. So, which obviously affected my full commitments to this. But I recently got reminded of why we actually started podcasting and why there's actually a purpose. Like, it's beyond us, it's beyond me. It's for you, the listener, it's for you out there that needs to hear what we're saying. So I just say, you know what? I can't keep slacking on this. I can't keep leaving some things that are important that have to be priorities and putting other things that are not really important above this thing. So yeah, so for me it's been clarity, it's been growth, it's been rearranging of priorities. It's been a whole lot, man. But that's it in a nutshell. How about you, man?
What do you mean by nutshell? What's nutshell? That word nutshell, I think we overuse it in Nigeria a lot. Nutshell,
Overused, yeah,
nutshell.
nutshell.
What's a
It's like
nutshell actually in terms of
that's
nutshell?
it. I don't look, I mean, I got born into it. I just want people to say nutshell when I try to explain a long thing into a small thing.
Correct,
Yeah.
correct, correct. For me, like I said, it's always a privilege doing podcasting. I come from a place where when you are full with a lot of understanding life experiences, you look for an avenue to pour out yourself like a cup. You understand? You look for an avenue to like share what you have, your experiences. And I feel like most times when we talk about things, we actually get to understand things more. That's why people that advise that if you want to really learn something, talk about it, like speak on it, teach it, you understand? Then you can now learn it more. So we are also going through life. We're not like perfect here. We're not there yet. In fact, I was listening to our old episode. I think it was Dying Empty. And I remember we recorded that episode. I remember the streets we recorded that episode in the car. I remember there was a gen
Yeah,
noise around us there at that time.
I
I
remember.
remember that at that time, Chadwick Boseman had just died. I remember that
Yes.
there was all panicking and confusion and everything. And that episode was one of my favorite because we actually spoke at length. And I remember the message in that whole podcast was that we should die empty. We should pour out ourselves. We should let the world have a feel of us. This has actually been my motive in life. Like, so that's why I do what I do. That's why I write. That's why I podcast. That's why I also like do go speaking engagements. That's why I mentor youth. I feel like it's just to give back to the community. And also while you're doing that, you're also refining yourself at the same time. So what has happened with me? I've gone through a whole lot. I can only be grateful. I recently wrote an exam like on Thursday. It was a 4 hours exam. Like it was intense.
What?
Like it was online and funny story. So I was writing this exam, eh? I had prepared for like months and months and months. Then I got discouraged. I'll talk about it later in another episode. Why you should not listen to people.
Okay.
So I got discouraged about writing the exam, and but I overcame that whole thing when I started seeing that okay, that exam certification is actually very, very important. So I actually went back to write the exam, and so preparing for the exam, watching videos, watching YouTube. And by the way, side note, if you're preparing for any exam or preparing for anything, you want to learn anything in life, my brother and sisters, please go to the University of YouTube. You will learn a whole lot in the University. There's so much content out there that will actually
So
help you.
much.
That's sidebar. Yeah. That's just that's sidebar. So I started the exam at 8, 9 o'clock. It was a visual exam like online. So there's a your camera has to be on, your webcam has to be on because the invigilators are watching you. at times where my head would tilt and I'll be tired, and because like 4 hours is a long time now, and it's a thing you have to think, it's a scenario-based course, so you have to like think and rationalize ahead. So I would be thinking and my head would just be tilting from the camera, and I'll just get a message that if you move your camera again, if you move your head from your camera shot,
Upcoming,
then you cancel the exam. You understand?
What?
Okay, I wanna adjust myself. After spending like almost 2 hours or 3 hours, I wanna adjust myself. And I'm like, okay, let me try and focus very well. Then after that time, then I think after that I now finish the exam, you are still like you feel like okay, you've done your best, but you're not really sure if you really like did your best. You understand? So at the end of the exam, we're supposed to like get like okay, confirmation. I finished the exam. I don't know, I didn't have any experience that prior, this is my first time writing exam, so I didn't know that I would be told that I passed or failed the exam. What happened was that when I finished the exam, I saw that there was a congratulations, you have earned your certification. I didn't really understand what it was. I said, eh? So I now carried my camera and I first kneel down for my chair here, raised my hand up. I was like, oh my God. Then I went and picked my camera phone to snap just to have like, okay, I saw this. Does it mean I passed the exam and everything? Then I didn't know that was watching me through the webcam was still watching me. You understand? So the guy saw me carry my phone at the exam. You're not supposed to use your phone while writing the exam. So he saw me carry my phone. I was like, why are you carrying your phone? You're not supposed to carry your phone. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh God, this exam has finished now. So, and the whole thing now shut down. So I was panicking. I was like, hey, hope the whole thing that I was assessing my phone while doing the exam and everything. And I was really panicking and everything. But how do you say in testimony, when you're doing testimony in church, to the glory of God. Yeah, so I came out successful. I did very well in the exam and moving on to other things. So that was how my week was. That was a very huge turning point in my week. For the other
Well,
things that happened in the
congratulations,
past 5 months, thanks, bro. For that
man.
thing that happened in the last 5 months, you get to find out as we move on, like in
As we
other
go ahead.
episodes, and he was sharing. And yes, if we start to talk there about everything we don't face, eh? You know, easy. I
Man,
was saying that I'm
man
having
with
fun, bro. There's no fun anywhere. You have to. We're adults. Adulting is not easy, bro. Adulting is not
bro,
easy at all. Yeah, I'm sure our
mental.
listeners can also relate to that experience.
Yeah, just to
So
just
I,
before you
yeah, go
go on,
ahead.
I just remember something because that was like a testimony you just shared. I just figured I might as well just share mine. I shared it in church to Joseph, I think 2 weeks ago or so. So I've had of scenarios where people tell me or where I read online or something that they were driving and the brake just failed. I never experienced, I never been in a car that happened. But it happened to me like 2 weeks ago, bro. And man, it
What?
was, I swear, it was like a life, like my life
Flashing
flashed
before your
before
eyes.
my
Yeah.
eyes. You know, when you are in control of something and all of a sudden it just loses control and you cannot do anything about it at that moment. It was crazy. I was just coming from a friend's place. Like, I think it was even like something about like discussing some plans for something. So I left there driving back home. So the place I was driving, it's like a two lane, when on the right lane is usually supposed to be where I'm supposed to pass because the right lane takes me to the main road coming from a street side. So, but that right lane was a bit choked up because people had already parked on the covered side, right? So I have to just move back to the left lane where I'll be going left as if I'm going back to going left on another side instead of right back, and I'll just turn right when I get to the point of turning. So on making that snap decision of moving left because of that tight space, I was now trying to, when you're driving behind traffic and you're already coming, not with full speed, but with some level of acceleration, then you now want to just stop so that, obviously you not hit the car in front of you. So that's what I just did. Now, normal dubs, and just my mash brake, mash brake, mash brake, brother, brake, no mash. My car no stop. Prado Jeep. Bro, I jumped out of Jeep. I'm like, bro, the fear, bro, the heart coming out of your chest moment. You just see, I just see the car, bam, out of fear and out of panic. I see my reverse, and they reversed, see the match brake, match, stop. I jumped car for back again. So here I was in the middle of two cars that just hit, shock. That shock of what the hell just happened, man? Like, what the actual hell just happened? And the guy from back just came like, ah, you see they sit down for, you see they sit down inside motor, you jam me, they, today
Oh
what
my
do you,
goodness.
The man, the one where I jump for front now, and a big man just come down from the car. I just like, will you come down? No, you're just sitting down. So I just come in, and because it was like an environment where you have to be careful, my laptop was in the car, and I had to be quickly. I had to quickly pack. So my laptop was at the back of the car. My power bank was in front. I couldn't just leave the car like that in the moment. Me cannot go lose guard. Come, me come, me go move my lappy in the process of trying to beg. So I was trying to arrange myself. I still left the laptop at the back. I just got down and started begging. One amazing thing that happened, which I shared today, was that like plenty of people just came around, like 10 people. I couldn't count, but around like 10 people came and they just started begging on my behalf, bro. Like they were just begging the man, begging the two men. Ah, no, I break, I don't feel, I break, feel, I will see, I will see. I'm. One man just said, bring your khaki, then buy one. Let me help you drive. Let me confirm. I said the man to the match. Ah, let me break cool, break as you lolly. You don't go down. You don't go down. Go. So as I beg all of them, they beg the man, beg the two, the guy where I jump for back. I know to jump on. So that one don't go. At the front one where I jump, the bumper don't enter small shot. The full lights so don't move to an extent. So I just the best, sir. I'm so sorry. He said, but you should have known before. And then I said, sir, I still drove distances before today, and there were no issues. Long and short was, they said, beg for me. I don't pay, bro. I don't pay for any damages where I cause for the car, bro. Because so this cashless policy, this whole where everybody eyed the red, well, I want to sort out, you get. So that whole moment was two things for me, right? It was. Imagine if the road that I was normal, the lane I was supposed to pass wasn't choked up and I actually passed right and I went to the main road and nothing happened on the main road. Maybe small, maybe I would have hit more than what I hit. Maybe I'd have actually hit a human being. And who go on here and say, I'm on the brake fail. Nobody go here if you jam a human being, say brake fail, bro. Nobody really cares. You get. So I was just thankful that in that split second, I decided to move left. I just believe it was God, right? And even that was just the worst thing that happened was I hit cars, not actual human being. And God sent people to beg on my behalf. I obviously spent money to repair my own car, obviously, but compared to what could have been done if it was a more severe scenario situation, bro. I feel even there they do podcasts, my guy. So you get so. I just want to share that. That's one of the major things that has happened in the past few weeks or months for me. So yeah.
That's a real testimony. Like, that's an amazing, like, stuff that happened to you. I remember when I saw the videos, I didn't really get the full,
Yeah, the
you know, you can
story.
only see this on me on social media, but you won't really get the full,
A
like,
full
what
gist of
I
what
know how
happened.
you, but I cannot like feel how you have felt in that scenario, like the whole confusion, the panicking, the anxiety, what's gonna happen next, and everything, and calculating like, okay, how do I get out of this situation? And God showing up for you in the midst of people. That's just how God does things. Like, shows up from nowhere, sends helpers your way in that moment of panic and
Bro.
moment of like issues like you. So we a lot of us kind of like don't really get understand like, okay, driving, for example, do you know that you could practically lose your life when you're driving? Like,
Okay.
you like things, many things can go wrong. You understand? It's a risk that we take every day, but the hand of God is always protecting us, and we go and we come back and we take it for granted. Even when you are driving, somebody's driving you safe. Do you understand? It's also a
Bro.
very big risk as well too, because you don't know what the influence that person may be on. There are many things that happens in our life, like just existing in whole, like in life, is a huge risk, and we don't know that the amount of what God has or the protection that we face when we go out. When we say, "Father Lord, as I'm going home, going out, please bring me back home," it's even better than any prayer of "Father
Bro,
Lord, do this for me, do this for me."
give me
See,
this. I'm
the fact that
bro.
I go out and I come back.
Come back.
I mean, Lagos, for you say Lagos, but here in developed societies, look what happened in Tennessee, where a person carried a gun. Those guys who have gone to work like a normal working day, the guys that got shot, the two women, a man, and the kids that got, it was just a normal working day going to work. You understand? And they get to, that would be their last day on that.
Bro.
We don't know, like, that's what we say when we are praying that, okay, God, as I'm going out, please bring me home safe. It's a huge deal.
Huge
Is it?
player,
I mean,
my brother.
at times where a lot of us can be very distracted from the issues of life, where we don't forget, we just forget to even pray in the morning, and we just
I'm
begin to
telling
enter
you,
road,
and we just go,
like
we just enter a
we
road
just enter
and
road,
come
you do
back
the
safely.
waka, and you don't know the kind of luck you have.
My God,
You
they
may have
try
had a
as
very
well.
nasty day. If you're listening to this podcast and maybe you have thought of a very nasty day, you may have just had a very, very nasty day, like from the beginning to the end, problem, 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 problem. But the fact that you are in your bed right now is a huge miracle. That you got home
Yeah.
safe, your family is safe, is a huge miracle. And don't ever take it for granted. So, my brother, I'm happy for you that you experienced that. And I feel like God was also trying to teach you something as well, too, that no matter what you face, He's always with you. He always send help us
Bro,
towards you, Master. So it's
that's
very wonderful. And I mean, a lot of our listeners can also like share in that, so I think we'll talk about something today. Are you right? I'm sorry that podcast has dived into different deep, but I like it like this. I like it to deep and forth.
no,
You know,
it's
as I have to be
flow.
there
That's it.
back
It's
and
not.
forth.
It's
That's
natural
life,
now. It's
basically.
natural. Yeah, it is. Why not? We're not robots. We're human beings living life, so we actually have stories to tell and experiences to share. So there's no rules to this, you guys.
So maybe we'll just touch on the political. Like, do you want to talk about politics? Because I'm exhausted with the whole political season happening in Nigeria. I don't
Oh,
want to talk about it too much. I'm
it's
sure even you,
singing
the
and
listeners, don't want
just
to even listen to it as well, too.
it's tiring. It's tiring. It's tiring. But I think one thing we can pick out from the whole season of politics, which we can just, dwell on for this episode, is basically a lot happened, obviously, disappointing things that happened and all of that. But one thing that stood out for me is how I saw how many people talked about seeing their fellow people that they believe. For me too, as a person, it was shocking too, because people that I have, held at high esteem to an extent, it was in that period that I began to really understand who they are as a person, the way they thought. Because I now began to think and made the conclusion in my mind that, some people that you call your friends or that you call your acquaintances or whatever it is, or colleagues or whatever, that you feel like you're on the same page, or that this person also reasons like you. It's only in such moments of things beyond friendship, or moments of things beyond things that bring two of you or three of you in on the same common ground, that you begin to know if this person is really worthy, or this person is as reasonable as you thought them to be. Yet, so you saw things like people that I believe that you should be able to know that this is the right way, or this is what is expected. Say things that are like tribalistic, things that are like just so short-sighted, and I'm like, wow, you think this way? Is shocking. So when I read tweets, or when I saw some status updates on WhatsApp of people saying that if I say you do so and so, I'm ready to cut you off as a friend, blocking people, muting people, and I don't want you to be my life again. In a way, that can come off as a bit extreme. But when you look at it, if some people are willing to be so short-sighted about matters that are quite dire and about sort of life and death in the long run, I mean, it's only right for you to evaluate this kind of friendships or this type of connections or relationships. I just feel like, okay, even politics aside, right? How do we as individuals decide who gets to be in our circle? How do we as individuals decide who we get to be vulnerable with? What are your standards? What are your values? What are the things that, what are the non-negotiables and the negotiables? Not just relationship, not every time boy girl. How about your guys, as your guy, as you've been now, what are the guys that are like, why are the guys that are in your life the guys that are in your life, sort of, you understand? How do you what metric do you use, you understand? And is it a case of, even if you're using metric, people evolve as well too, right? People change along the line. So what happens when people that you use a certain metric to measure for them to come into your life, they were actually good enough to be in life? What happens when along the line they evolve, or they experience something, or they get exposed to a certain way of life and they sort of fall short of that metric? Do you just cut them off? Do you cancel them? So yeah, that's basically why want to discuss or want us to ponder about today?
Yeah, I can understand where you come from. Like, it was really shocking to find some views about the elections. So I think what happens, I kind of like rationalize it, also listening to other people speak about this stuff. When it comes to things like this election season, regardless of your education, because even the there was a quote by, I think it was Chinua Achebe, that says that the worst peddlers of tribalism are usually the educated people. You understand? But when it comes to, I've come to understand that human level at a when it has to do with life or decision making, human thinking basically likes to be polarized on two sides. Like in America, there's the far right, there's the left, Democratic, Republican. When it comes to sports, there's the Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi. You have to choose one side. You have to be on one side of the divide. You understand? And when you're on one side of the divide, there's this comradeship. You may not have anything in common. You may not be in the same class, elite class. You may not be in the same earning power or from the same demography. But because you represent that particular place, you see yourself as comrades in the same struggle. And you may not even really share some ideas with what that person is sharing. But you just basically like, oh, let me just do what I'm, let me just follow this set standards. So we see people even losing their values, losing their Christian values, losing their moral values, calling for attacking on certain individuals, certain tribes. So I just feel like the whole thing is actually very toxic and chaotic. What we can say is that it just makes us understand the level of thinking of people. Like for us to be a balanced mind, for you to be a human being, you must be able to rationalize everything you are being fed. You understand? Some people cannot escape from that level of whatever they consume, that's what they believe. You understand? The people that whatever they see on WhatsApp or social media is what it is, that is the truth. So, and some people that are enemies of the society will continue to push out more propaganda, push out more things that will make you begin to doubt, or not even make you doubt, but make you have build up that your mindset, you understand, about a particular thing. Or so it shows that most times what we consume actually forms the basis of our thinking. You understand? Except you are a very rational person that always likes to question things. You will question where they come from. Okay, why? Okay, I don't take it for face value. For me, I found myself as someone that when I keep listening to something over and over again, I kind of start tilting towards that main particular angle. You understand? Okay, let's break it down. If they come and tell you, like, okay, the Igbo guys are coming to take over Lagos, they are telling you this every day, telling you, showing you fake videos, showing you fake audios. They are showing you may not agree at first instance, but when it comes to constant edification of that, you understand, they keep telling you that, keep telling you that, before you know you believe it. So it just creates, it just shows and differentiates people who have a sound mind, who can actually like pick things apart and say, no, this is not how I feel about certain issues. I'm going to lose friendship for our based on our values. Yes, of course. Like if we don't have the same values, I don't think we should be friends. I don't know what you think about it though, but having values, same values, is one of the things that draws people together. What the values we have over a particular thing. Am I a tribalist? Do I feel a particular way about tribal orientation or how I feel towards bigotry? Am I someone that really prefers my tribe before another person else? So when we start looking at like and when we start picking our values, we begin to pick our friends. And the funny thing is that where we get this whole confusion, like for young people like us, it's not young people anymore, but we're getting older. But young people like us, when we see people that are older than us, people that are older than us, that people that we revere in society who have achieved one thing or another, begin to peddle this tribal thinking, way of thinking, it kind of gives that kind of question, like, oh, what's going on here? What's happening? Do you get? So I really feel that we can choose our friendships or people we relate with based on values. You understand? You can have many acquaintances, but your friends are people that you choose based on values, like have same values, share the same way of thinking. You can have acquaintances that can feel that Igbo people are this and Yoruba people are this, and so that's just on the one side. But when it comes to shared values, it's also very important that we have people that we can talk to that have the same way of thinking. It will help us a lot. But it's also good sometimes to try to listen to the other side. You understand? Get to understand what's going on. Then think about, like, don't just get one source of media. This being said, that some media houses have a particular way of thinking. Like in America, the CNNs of this world and the Fox News. The CNN, they are more democratic leaning. They support left leaning thinking and left candidates and the anti-Trump and so on and so forth. While Fox News is more of the right side of the Republican side. They support Republican views, Republican candidates, and they always attack each other. So what we see happening most times in the US is that a lot of people that consume, all around the world, people that consume the CNN are more of that, the audience are more of Democrats, and people that consume Fox, we already see like a balanced opinion from both sides. You ask that, that's what's supposed to be the news. But now the news have changed from being just the news. It's now more of opinions. And when we have people that are tribalistic, are entering into media spaces or have influence, they begin to share their opinions. And people that who are low-level thinking, which I'll call it respectfully, will always tilt to that level of thinking of people that they respect. You understand? People that have influence over them begin to think that tribalistic way. And also, there's a small group of people who I feel have this hate in their heart and have seen a platform where they can speak out, where they can voice out. Just how all the Nazi movement started, all the anti-racial black segregation. There are people that
PKK and
have
everything.
that exactly that have that hate in their heart. When they see a particular reason to voice out, or people are oppressed, they come and speak out. You understand? And they begin to influence others. Some people in that majority of people in that divide are people that can't even think for themselves. Do you understand? They want people to do the thinking for them, so they will just basically like anything that you tell them, they believe. Social media, anything they tell you about, so you just believe, you just take like a sinker. But I hope that we can get to a stage where people can begin to like question things, like be a philosopher, you understand, be philosophical about things, like questioning why is this happening. I remember I write to be that before. I write to like question why, no, why,
Oh,
you
I
understand.
see
So I
question. I
wish,
see question. I'm still
yeah.
very much like that. Yeah, I mean, you've made solid points, right? Trying to think from the other side, which I feel like makes a lot of sense, because trying to be realistic, because what we try to do on this podcast, we don't try to be theoretical rather, with our opinions or with our discussions, right? We try to be very practical and very relatable. So take for example now, one of the reasons why this thing came to mind was, as I said, aside the elections, aside politics, I have a friend, a close friend of mine, more than 10 years of friendship, who was telling me recently about somebody is talking to just one of his friends, just asking him, his thoughts about certain things. About wasn't it, I think it was about child marriage or something like it, like a sensitive topic, like a sensitive discussion. Right. And I think he was feeling like he didn't answer the question well. He was thinking that, okay, the person asks him as a bad person or whatever it is. And that just got me thinking that, oh, wow. So that kind of conversation now that they had can make or mar the friendship or the future of that friendship, just because, maybe he felt like he didn't answer the question well or whatever. Maybe he actually did, but it was just about thinking it. I can't categorically listen to this episode. But that just got me thinking that, okay, so when you are hanging out with your friends or people that you feel like they are in your close circle, and it's not everything that you would have discussed with your friends in the past. It's not everything like me and you now. Don't be everything else. We don't get like how many episodes. We don't do how many recordings for this life. We get some topics we never talk with. We say, if we talk on one day, we say, ah, why are you already reason like why are you already reason like this? I don't feel say you feel the reason like this. But because we've had a backlog of other conversations that we've had, and we're on the same page. So you now sort of so which is why I asked the question, and which I feel like we should just conclude on as we wrap up the episode, is that in a situation whereby your close friends that you've already vetted, you've already confirmed that you guys have the same values, right? Then one topic or one situation or one scenario comes up, and you hear their thoughts or you hear their point of view, and it's completely against what you stand for and you believe. This is like, let's say, a 10-year relationship or 10-year friendship. Would you, at that point in time, because of that one thing, one change or one off page, not being on the same page, cut the person off, or let's say someone that you are close to, you guys have been friends, and all of a sudden the person starts, maybe, should I say, maybe you're against smoking and drinking, and the guy just starts smoking and drinking. This is like your friend of like 10 years. Would you not be like, come on, this guy, even though we don't be this for life, I don't feel it, me and you don't feel they talk like before again because this thing we do, I don't like him, and I don't feel it. Or would you try to, as you said, rationalize and try to understand why the person is smoking and drinking and still be close to them, even if that can be detrimental to you as a person? I mean, the reason I ask is because, as I said, you can have long-term relationships, even romantic relationships with someone for a long time, and you can't know everything about the person. The person, as much as we want to know each other, romantic or
It's
platonic,
factual.
guy to guy,
That's fact.
you
Big
know,
facts.
you can't know everything as well. So, as along the line, it's a any friendship or relationship, it's a get to know you, trying to get to know you on a long-term basis. You understand? So if you say, you know, the reason why you see the some friendships or relationships are because, okay, you guys are aligned, you're aligned on many things, aligned on many things. And then one thing just happens, one scenario that's two of you or three of you or four of you get to be in, and that scenario begins to reveal certain parts of the other person or the other people that you didn't even know existed. Like, oh, okay, so you have this. Oh, so you think this way. Oh, so when it comes to politics, this is who you choose. Okay, when it comes to life or death, this is what you stand for. Then you now begin to, you know. So my question is, oh, what I'm just throwing to the table here for even you, the listeners, do you get to now begin to rethink, you know, your friendship with this person or relationship with this person? Do you now begin to, does that particular scenario, is that enough to override the other scenarios that you and the person or you and this friendship or you and this friend align? Do you get what I'm saying? So, or is that enough? Because these things happen where that thing, what just. Just that one thing happens, I like, almost that is one. I don't feel take more. You know, is it even a non-negotiable thing happens? Is it enough for you to cut that friendship or cut that tie with the person? Or you
So
just like some advice on time?
let me come in here. Like, let
All
me
right,
break
now.
it down. Do you think it's enough for okay, like you are what you are speaking, I'm speaking in broad terms, right? But
Yeah, broad
when you talk
terms.
about election pop like election, is it enough to cancel
Yeah.
somebody because of who they support in the elections or their views on tribalism or their views on other issues in life? Like, let's just be clear, what are you really specifying? Like, is it general or just basically some few things?
So it's general, and at the same time, it's what's this? It funnels into specifics as well too. So it can be about anything in particular. I just use the example of election because that is what sort of triggered this conversation, right? Because it was from election period that you begin to hear people say certain things and like, oh, this is how you think. All right, I don't think I can actually relate to you like I used to relate before because you're actually short-sighted and you seem to forget that certain things happened on a certain day in a certain year that affected people that lost their lives and you are still willing to support. So you begin to like, oh, so that means that didn't matter to you. So if a life or death scenarios to happen to us, you are going to choose the way that is short-sighted again. So you begin to use that particular scenario to look at other scenarios, other possibilities. So it's not just relegated to just elections. It's just different things. It can be a situation whereby you and your friend, you and your guy, or you and your babe, or whatever, you are like in a restaurant and you've never seen how this person reacts when being delayed or when the service is bad and the person just begins to yell and begins to rain curse words. And you are a person that you don't move that way. You hate when people treat other people like trash. They're like, oh, okay. So you're like this. Rather than the person like, hey, now I can't stand it. If anybody give me trash service, I have to give them
I'll give
trash
them back.
response, give them back. And you're like, okay. So it's, I mean, it funnels, as I said, into the little things.
Alright, I'm
So
speaking from a place of experience. This
no, no, no,
code.
no, nah,
You know
nah.
what I'm
You know,
thinking?
say me,
It's what I'm thinking, Abi.
I've lived many lives. I've lived many lives, so
Like I feel like everyone like is relatable. Like there are things that okay, let's not kid ourselves. We all have those, I won't call them close friends, but friends that are doing things like you don't really like support. For example, we all have friends that smoke. You understand? We don't support it, But we all have friends, at least no one of guys that we grew up together that engage like once occasionally. Yeah, we've some of us have spoken to them about it and like told them about okay, this is harmful, can kill you and stuff. And a lot of them would like open up to you and say, I tried to stop, like I'm having difficulty stopping.
I just
You
can't.
understand? To get your hair. So there are people like that. We have people that they can't help themselves. Like they do some kind of fun, they womanize. You understand? We are still on their case and say, bro, this thing is not good. This thing is not good. But I believe that that's why Jesus was a man. I'm sorry to use this word, but I feel like that's why Jesus was a man. Like he went through our feelings, he went through our own, like he understands. You understand? I feel like also we too have to be more understanding. But there are some certain things that we feel like, okay, these our friends may possess or character traits that they may like or thinking that they may lean towards that you know that will affect you and affect the purpose and plan that God has for you. So I feel like from there you cannot give them extra. Like, for example, if you are going to keep talking to somebody that is going to speak to you a particular way, and you know that okay, for example, like I am right now, God is taking you far, he's taking you into a global space, and somebody starts speaking negative about a particular set of people, do you understand? And you know that at one point in time in your life, you're going to go to that place where you have to interact with people like in that kind of line. So you want to like have a mindset, a bad mindset over. So what I'm saying basically in terms of if you know what you like, what you are going to, what your values. You understand? Non-negotiables. You can cut people off because if they're going to influence you negatively, you cut them off. But where you can also be of help to people, you can also like still educate them. And you know that, okay, these people are actually not educated well enough or they don't really understand well enough. I don't think you should be so harsh in cutting them off. But when they are going to like try to spoil your own, put some sand for your gari, what they say in local parlance in Nigeria, when they're going to put sand in your own gari, it's best you cut them off. There's what we call the RICO law in America. It has to do with racketeering and gang violence, where you can actually go to prison because you are associated with people that commit crime. You understand? So it's also very, they say, show me your friend, I'll show you who you are. If your friends are taking a particular kind of way, you understand? You will definitely, there's no way you will definitely start taking that kind of way.
That
If you have a friend, I'll come and meet you and
point.
say, guy, carry woman or sleep woman or my brother, you will do it. It's not a matter of things, a matter of time. If it's your way of thinking or if it's your way of your idea towards life, but if it's not your way of idea towards, you will try and give that person, okay, I love you, but I'm going to keep you at this distance, okay? I love you, but I feel like you're a stupid tribalist, so stay over there. Yeah. So I feel like that's what, I don't know if I answered your question very well, bro.
No, it makes sense. No, it makes sense. Yeah, I think obviously that's my stance as well too, right? In as much as obviously you first try to understand the person. I think that's where that's where some of us fall short. You know, you just like you think this way, oh yeah, dead. That's the end. As you already said on this episode now, I'm someone that I ask questions. So I want first know why. Why do you think that way? Why do you believe that this is the way to go? Why do you believe that you need to talk to someone? Like, why do you think that why do you think that this one, you raise your voice before the person can understand what you're saying, you know, when you're angry, things like this. And the person that explains to me, you know, there's a place of explanation that you know that okay, this is either someone being deliberately ignorant or innocently ignorant. You know, when you're deliberately ignorant, it's sort of like a no-go area, it's sort of like a no hope because you don't even want to learn or want to change. But when you're innocently ignorant, okay, you actually, you're about to say komosaida, he doesn't see it as anything as bad. So, and he's willing to learn, he's willing to get a better ideation or get a better idea, you understand? So when you now know that, okay, when you now know that this person is either one of these options, then you now get to decide if it's ignorant, if it's innocent ignorance, then if you know better, then try to tell the person better and hopefully the person get along. You know, some people take time. Thank God you use the example of Jesus or God. God is patient with us. We're really all messed up people. We're really all broken people, right? We're all flawed. But in the midst of our flaws, God still cares for us. God still is still faithful. He still shows up. He still wakes us up. Bible says, you know, God lets the rain fall on both the good and the bad, paraphrasing. So it's like a every single day, every single day, every single day. God shows that faithfulness to both the good and the bad. So why not? How much more you, right? Who are you that even when somebody that is you thought to be good is bad, is now bad, you just want to throw them away without even giving them a chance to explain themselves. So yeah, I suppose what you're saying, just evaluate the motive of the person, and that will now determine your decision if it's to cut the person off for your own mental health, for your own safety, and for your own, should I say, destiny or program or purpose or whatever it is, because purpose alignment is very key to purpose fulfillment. If the person is not aligned, it's either the person going to bring you down or going to make you going to delay your purpose from being fulfilled in the long run, or in the long run rather. So yeah, solid stuff, man. Solid stuff. So I mean, it's been good talking about this. So if you listen to this episode and you have someone, a friend, or maybe someone you're involved in a romantic relationship with, and maybe this has happened to you, we hope that we've been able to, in one way or the other, help this particular situation. Because I feel like anybody or people listening to this should be able to relate. Or maybe you don't have this experience yet and you might have it. Evaluate, understand where the person's coming from. Don't be quick to just cut people off, basically, in a nutshell. That's just what's my heart to say concerning this. So, yeah.
That's actually true. Like, don't be so quick to like cut people off because I'm not like the world is full of people like different. That's what makes life sweet. We're all different. We have different views. People can learn and unlearn things. But we need to unlearn things. So if you have any tribalistic view or notion, be willing to unlearn and well, let's make the world a better place. You understand? God did not make a mistake where he made Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, Benin, Edo in Nigeria. I keep saying it. It wasn't a mistake. Even though people say that there's a theory that the British, I don't want to go into that whole rabbit hole, but we are not a mistake as Nigeria. So let's love one another. Let's care for one another as well. So that is the end of that topic. I arrived with another banger. Always giving us deep topic. Man, this guy, man, what do you even think about, man? You just your mind is just racing and thinking about all this deep stuff. Anyway, so important announcement before we end the podcast. On our next episode, we're going to talk about AI. We're going to talk about AI, and I want you guys to watch out for that. It's a very good, lovely topic. So, what's God forbid, some people will be rendered jobless, not our listeners, not us, because of this whole thing called ChatGPT. So, listen to the next episode, and we'll talk about it, and it'll be a lovely time. It'll be a lovely time. All right. Before I start this announcement, I read. What book are you reading currently?
I'm reading a book, a novel actually. Reminders, is it Reminders or Reminder of Him by Colleen Hoover. I've been trying to read the books for like months now. So, but yes, that's the book I'm
You know,
reading.
you know what I realized? I realized that PDF reading is not for me. I'm going back to my old
Your hard
hard
copy of it.
copy books. And I don't fit do
Yeah.
PDF again. I'm tired of PDF. So I'm currently reading a book by George Foreman. He was a former boxer, American heavyweight boxer champion. Talked about his own spiritual life and how he defined found God. I can't remember the title of the book right now because the book is far from me right now. But it's a book by George Foreman. I'll put it in the Instagram handle. By the way, speaking of Instagram, I want to shout out to our listeners who interacted with our last post. Shout out to Derry Sola, shout out to Derry Sola, shout out to Anumudu, my guy, shout out to Super Lady all the way from UK, shout out to Dagogo Hearts all the way in Ireland, shout out to Lamidi Benson, shout out to Lola Prisky. I think today's her birthday, right? Shout out to you,
Yeah, today's
right?
our birthday.
So give her a
Yeah,
better
today's
shout out, my
our
guy, now, shoot.
birthday. Happy birthday, Lola Day, if you are listening to this.
Happy birthday, Lola Day.
Pardon
We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. And she put, I can't wait. I pray that you have lots of blessings. And in this new
me.
year, God will take you high. Shout out to Segun Lawah. I love that name. Segun Lawah.
Shebulawa, my guy. That's my brother,
Yeah, and for all
man.
of those
A
guys
long
that
time.
interacted by liking, thank
Long
you so
time, brother,
much.
man.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So we want to get to this new phase we are in now, this new dispensation. We want to be interacting with you guys more often. So you can always send us a mail. So I would like them to send you a mail. So what's your email address, IRIT? So that if you have any, like, just write what you feel about the podcast, what questions you feel like we talk about, topics you could talk about, or just want to greet us and hello us. We'll read on the podcast and we'll shout you out and you become famous like
Okay.
us.
Yes. My email address is AYO full stop rights at yahoo.com. That's
All right.
IO.rights at yahoo.com.
Cool, cool, cool stuff. You can always follow us on if it's your first time listening to the podcast, you can always follow us on Instagram, Make We Converse Podcast. We're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and you can also follow my handles. My name is Yari Imade on Instagram, Twitter. I write is the Yarn Spinner, right?
Yeah, Theyernspiring.
My brother is about to sleep. My guy is shutting down. The system shut down. The system shut down. So thank you so much for listening, guys. We really appreciate you. We love you and keep being blessed. In the words of my pastor, keep on keeping on. All right, last words, please.
Remember, blessed for life.
Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade, and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.